Kia ora Coven, welcome to episode 3, episode Toru of the Vixen Temple podcast. Now for today's episode, we're going to focus on a somewhat current event issue that's been having a very negative impact on online sex workers around the globe. So grab your cup of tea and let's talk about Bella Thorne. So, who is Bella Thorne and what does she have to do with sex workers? Annabelle Avery Thorne is a 23-year-old American actress, model, singer, and director. She is best known for her role as Cece Jones on the 2010 Disney Channel show Shake It Up. In my previous episode, I talked about slut shaming, and that is something that I do want to note Bella Thorne has been the victim of. We often see this happen with a lot of female child Disney stars. When they try to branch off away from Disney Channel and come into themselves as women, the media has a field day. We saw a similar thing happen to Miley Cyrus, which I'm going to talk about more in a future episode about internalized misogyny. Now back to Bella Thorne. I remember in 2018, which was my final year of uni, watching a short documentary about Bella Thorne that was posted to Snapchat. She noted that she was raised by a single mother and had three other siblings. They struggled for money, so Bella got into acting to try and support her family. I want to note this because I think that this is very admirable. I too have a single mother, so I understand how much pressure it is for a single woman to raise children entirely on her own. This made Bella more relatable to me. I come from a lower middle class family in a small town in Aotearoa. I've watched my mum work multiple jobs to keep a roof over our heads and food in our bellies. This partly played into why I became a sex worker in 2018 as I began selling my nudes online just to help get me by during my final year of university. So Bella growing up poor made me really admire and respect her hustle. Being a child star is something that I cannot relate to, and honestly I wouldn't want to. It sounds horrible, especially for girls. There's so much pressure on them to be a good role model when they don't even fully understand themselves yet. Imagine when you were 16 and having the entire world looking at you, scrutinizing your every move. So this mini doco kind of made me respect Bella. Not that my opinion matters, like I'm not on some moral high ground handing out my respect. I just remember quietly thinking to myself, good for her. I saw a bit of myself in her. We tend to do that with public figures. We connect with the ones that resonate with us and our lived experiences. Now during this time, her and YouTuber Tana Mojo had confirmed that they were an item. They had been very public about their open relationship, which was another thing I sort of liked about Bella. I have experiences with open relationships, and as I explore my sexuality more, I've discovered that I'm not as monogamous as I once thought. So seeing a public figure being in an open queer relationship was pretty cool for 22-year-old me. Now, I'm not a Tana Mojo supporter for many reasons. Her blatant disregard for lockdown restrictions, her racism, her use of the word accountability while time and time again taking none. But I know I'm not the only one alone in finding that over time their relationship was just overall annoying and somewhat problematic. So fast forward to 2020. COVID-19 has had a negative impact on the world as a whole, and sex workers have been hit hard by the pandemic. Brothels and strip clubs all over the globe have been forced to shut down for business. The economy is struggling, which directly affects sex workers. Many of us who are able, because I would like to note that online sex work is not accessible for all sex workers, we've taken our business online. Whether it be camming or OnlyFans, we are doing whatever we can to create a livelihood during these times, especially when for many of us it feels like our governments don't care about us. So with the implication of Foster and Sister, which was a bill introduced in 2018, not long after I started selling my nudes online, sex workers are really, really struggling. The Fight Against Sex Trafficking Act, or the Stop Enabling Sex Trafficking Act, is an anti-sex worker bill disguised as an anti-sex trafficking bill. However, as we've seen, there has actually been an increase in trafficking as a result of this alleged anti-sex traffic bill. Foster Sister has created a very unsafe environment for sex workers. Many of us are being forced off our platforms and left with no other options but to surrender ourselves to dangerous situations in order to try and create a means of income to pay our bills, to feed our children, to feed our pets, to just live. Just as making abortions illegal does nothing but force us into backyard abortions, banning sex work does nothing but put us at a higher risk of danger. We can't promote our online content. Sites that were created to backlist dangerous clientele have been removed. We are being erased from the internet despite being legal, consenting adults soliciting a basic human desire. It's a really scary time to be a sex worker, especially if you're trans, black, queer, or disabled. OnlyFans, despite its many flaws, provided a safe alternative for many sex workers to regain some of their income. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, OnlyFans is an online platform where creators set a monthly fee and fans subscribe to their chosen content creators. On the site, you can post photos and videos for your fans' eyes only. There are no rules against pornography being distributed, so it became a great source of income for sex workers who are able to create online content. They have pay-per-view options through private message. Some content creators have free OnlyFans where their content can be set to a chosen price for their fans to access. You can also send money tips via post or private message. OnlyFans was, for a while, a great way for sex workers to connect with their clientele while also being paid for their time. And then Bella Thorne happened. In August of 2020, Bella Thorne announced that she was launching an OnlyFans. For $20 a month, fans could get a more intimate look into her life. She tweeted that there wouldn't be any nudity for the $20 a month, which is fair, because OnlyFans has a pay-per-view option, so many of us OnlyFans creators treat the monthly subscription as sort of like a door charge that many strip clubs have. The main difference being that the door charges at strip clubs go straight back into the club, whereas on OnlyFans, we get to keep the monthly subscription that we ourselves set. So many of us offer a monthly price to pay to access our content, but if you want to see more triple X rated content, you've got to pay extra. Just like in strip clubs where you can tip the dancers on stage, but if you want something more intimate, you can pay more and get a private lap dance. So Bella Thorne made $1 million on OnlyFans in just one day. But what was her content, you may ask? Allegedly, it was no different than her Instagram feed. It was pictures of her in bikinis eating a hot dog. Meanwhile, sex workers are out here deep-throating dildos and investing their own money to make graphic porn for sometimes just $5 a month. Bella Thorne, being a thin, white, cis female celebrity with already millions of followers on Instagram, had no issues raking up $1 million in one day. Sex workers are being kicked off Instagram, especially POC, trans, queer, and disabled sex workers. They have to work 10 times as hard just to be seen and exist within the sex work industry. So Bella Thorne, who already has a reported net worth of $12 million, making $1 million in one day was just extremely insulting for us. I was interviewed by a New Zealand media outlet called The Spinoff about my thoughts on the situation. The author Emily Wrights also reached out to other sex workers, and I would like to read what Olivia had to say. Now, this is quoted from the article OnlyFans is for Sex Workers, Not Attention-Hungry Celebrities by Emily Wrights. I will post the link to the article in the description of this episode. Quote, as a brown, fat woman, I've literally had Instagram pictures of my already censored body taken down and my account threatened just because I'm being brown, fat, and unapologetic on the gram. The average consumer wants a skinny blonde chick with big tits to masturbate on camera, and that's socially acceptable to consume. But a customer who likes BBW, big beautiful woman, well, there's shame in that. He's not likely to tell his friends that he looks up that sort of pornography, so there's no referred clients. Bella charges $20 a month and some POC are charging around $3 per month. It's another wage gap fueled by anti-fat bias. There are expectations of fat bodies that they should take any attention that they can. Westernized views of beauty uphold skinny white woman as the ideal, and that works against our bodies every single day of our lives and on platforms like OnlyFans. Brown people, fat people, disabled people feel worthless in day-to-day life, and then they're seen in the sex work market as being worthless. We can see that across all markers of our life. End quote. Olivia really summarized the overarching issue that so many of us had with Bella Thorne's scam, because it was a scam. She lied to her fans. She charged people $20 for images they could find on her Instagram. And on top of this, Bella then sent out a pay-per-view to her fans charging $200 for what she quoted as naked. Naked? Yes,
naked, end quote. A screenshot was released of a fan responding, "How naked is the question for $200, end quote, in which Bella quoted, "No clothes naked," end quote. So a lot of people paid $200 expecting nude content, but she was in fact not naked. So she literally scammed people. She lied to her fans. She sent out a false advertisement, and it rightfully pissed a lot of people off. It was an absolute insult to her paying customers.
That money could and should have gone to real sex worker content creators who are working hard to create content for their fans. Now, this whole ordeal just feeds into the narrative that sex workers are scammers who you can't trust. It's very hard for us to convince customers to spend money on us because oftentimes they believe that we're trying to scam them, which is just ridiculous because it's actually our customers who more than often try to scam us, getting as much from us as possible by spending the least amount that they can.
And I believe that the idea that sex workers are scamming money from their clients stems from a view that sex, or the illusion or fantasy of sex, is something that men are entitled to. So when they pay for it, once the deed is done, they can often feel ripped off due to this entitlement. Even though they paid for a service, and that service was granted to them, oftentimes their friends may make statements such as, "Oh mate, you got scammed by a stripper or a prostitute." But there's no lying in sex work. Whether it's through sexual acts, dancing, or porn, we are just here to sell a fantasy, the illusion of intimacy. And for many of our clients, this is enough for them. They're happy. But for those who aren't familiar with the ins and outs of sex work, they enter our establishment with preconceived ideas of who we are. I talk about this more in my blog post titled "Stop Getting Mad That Sex Workers Won't Date You," which I'll link in the episode description if you would like to give it a read. Because sex workers don't have an hourly wage, we are literally asking for money during our shifts. And men often see us selling lap dances or sex as a scam, even though that's literally the whole damn point of strip clubs and brothels. I can't tell you how many times I've offered a lap dance to a man and he's turned to me and said, "What do I get?" You get a fucking lap dance. Or when men message me asking for my content prices, when I share my prices, I'm often met with the same idiotic question of, "What do I get?" You get my fucking porn, you idiot. Quick note for any baby sex workers out there. Customers who ask you, "What do I get?" after you've literally explained the process to them are time wasters, and you're better off ignoring them. They just want to take up your time for free. I'm actually convinced some men get off on this. But I digress. Back to Bella Thorne.
Stuck inside for lockdown? Why not use this time to get to know yourself a little more? You can use my code VIXENTEMPLE10 to receive 10% off your Adult Toy Megastore purchase. Adult Toy Megastore offers fast and discreet shipping and offers a variety of items: lube, dildos, vibrators, lingerie, and so much more. And you can use my code VIXENTEMPLE10, that's VIXENTEMPLE10, to receive 10% off your purchase. This includes sale items, so be sure to catch the link in my episode description to check out Adult Toy Megastore. Thanks, Coven.
So what was Bella Thorne's justification for this scam, you may ask? Well, after this all went down, she posted to her social media announcing that this was an experiment and it was all research for a film that she was allegedly working on with director Sean Bean. She stated via social media that she was, quote, "excited to talk about the politics behind female body shaming and sex with the amazing director Sean Bean, who I am proud to call my friend," end quote. Her OnlyFans was a way for her to see the ins and outs of the platform. Yet another insult to sex workers. Maybe, I don't know, hire a sex worker to discuss this with? You know, the experts on the site that you're researching to make a film on that you will also directly profit from? Sean Bean released a statement denouncing any involvement with this film. He stated, quote, "On that call, I advised her team to consult with sex workers and address the way she went about this to not hurt the sex work industry. I am an ally and have literally devoted my career to tell stories that remove stigma and normalize lifestyles that are under attack. I would never do anything that could possibly hurt the community. So please know that this news is not correct," end quote. Good for him. Thank you, Sean Bean, for trying to reason with Bella and for bringing awareness and attention back to sex workers. My respect to him. The last thing we need is a cis white male directing a film about female sex workers. But wait, it gets worse. Bella's scam had a direct impact on how OnlyFans operates. Because of her actions, OnlyFans made a significant changes to the site that massively screwed over sex workers online. I remember checking my OnlyFans and being mortified to see that I could not charge more than $50 for a pay-per-view message. I used to charge $100 for a video, so was I supposed to split the video into two parts and send it for $50 at a time? OnlyFans content creator Erica Hedwald posted a series of tweets summarizing the direct impact Bella's scam had on the platform and sex workers. Quote, "If you don't understand why every sex worker hates Bella Thorne's stinking guts and how she endangered the livelihood of hundreds of thousands of creators, let me explain it for you. First, Bella Thorne made an OnlyFans and made 1 million in her first day. This isn't the bad part. Then, she sent out a $200 pay-per-view message that she claimed was a nude photo, but when subscribers paid to open it, they found it was a lingerie photo. Seeing as she scammed them, they wanted their money back. And OnlyFans does have a policy that you get your money back if you get scammed. So suddenly a fuck ton of people ask for a chargeback, and this causes problems for OnlyFans because they have processing costs. So many people suddenly requesting money and changebacks makes them lose a lot of money. Previously, the funds you made on OnlyFans were only pending for a week, so most content creators got paid at least once a week. Imagine suddenly going from a weekly paycheck to a monthly paycheck. People have bills to pay, kids to feed. Many people, including content creators and sex workers, live paycheck to paycheck.
How are they going to pay their bills this month?" End quote. Bella soon released a poor attempt at an apology, which reads, and I quote, "I wanted to bring attention to the site. The more people on the site, the more likely of a chance to normalize the stigmas, and in trying to do this, I hurt you. I have risked my career a few times to remove the stigma behind sex work, porn, and the natural hatred people spew behind anything sex-related. I wrote and directed a porn against the highbrows of my peers and managers because I wanted to help with the stigma behind sex. I'm meeting with OnlyFans about the new restrictions to find out why. This is fucked up and I'm sorry. Comment any ideas or concerns you want brought up with OnlyFans and send me your links and pics so I can promote you guys." End quote. I'm sorry, but all I hear in this is me, 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 I. Look at me. I'm a savior. I've risked my career for you all. Me, 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 I.
Many sex workers suggested that she redistribute the millions of dollars she made directly back to sex workers. A tweet by user Hayes Haley stated, quote, "Encouraging the oversaturation of an industry you don't understand is dangerous. Not everyone is cut out for sex work. What you're doing is harmful in so many ways. Refund the sex workers you have directly harmed. We are in a pandemic. You cannot justify what you've done." End quote. Another tweet by user at Cream Queen states, quote, "You scammed people, which in return made us look like scammers and not the hardworking people we are. You did nothing for this community. We never asked for your help, nor did we need it. You didn't promote any of us, LMFAO." End quote. And that right there perfectly summarizes the overarching issue. Why do celebrities need to cosplay as sex workers in order to raise awareness of us? Why do they need to make it about them? We are so tired of seeing celebrities' pathetic attempts at raising awareness of sex workers by self-inserting themselves into our industry. If they really do care about sex workers the way they claim to, they would be using their already massive platforms to bring attention and awareness to the issues that we are facing as a collective. Speak up about Foster and Sister. Celebrities like Bella Thorne can post whatever sexually suggestive content they desire and not have their accounts shadow banned or deleted. Give your platform to actual sex workers. You don't need to be a sex worker to be an ally. Celebrities already hoard massive wealth. Stop stealing our clientele. Now, remember when Kalani released a video showcasing black sex workers in her video for her song, Can I? And at the end of the video made a statement saying, quote, "Sex work is a political term that covers and embraces street-level prostitution, erotic dancing, camera work, adult film, agency escorting, sensual massages, dominatrix work, and all other occupations through which one sells their sexualized services to clients." Harrison writes, It is a legitimate form of labour that must be decriminalised as to function as a safe form of work for all sex workers. It is often the lives and livelihoods of those who do street level work that is impacted by criminalising policies and cultural stigmatisations." End quote. She then posted all of the sex workers featured in her video with their social media handles so that the public could purchase their content. That's how you raise awareness of sex worker issues. You don't come onto a platform where many of us are already struggling and scam and steal our clientele. I just don't understand how Bella can be so tone deaf and ignorant to her own wrongdoings. She's a 23-year-old woman when all this happened. There's really no excuse. And sure, maybe one could argue that she made a mistake. But on the day of me recording this, the 14th of December in Aotearoa, Bella Thorne posted to her Instagram story, and I quote, "Everyone jumping on OnlyFans, but I took the hit for doing it first. Cool. Legit everyone in my newsfeed following my footsteps. But when I was getting heat, y'all were scared," end quote. I'm sorry, I need a moment to take this all in. This quote right here absolutely infuriated me. The level of ignorance, the tone deafness and entitlement of it all, the audacity of this woman to claim that she started some sort of OnlyFans trend, the blatant lack of remorse for the consequences of her own shitty actions, the fact that she is trying to reclaim the narrative about her backlash as though she got hit because she was the first celebrity on OnlyFans, there is just so much wrong with this statement. I was so disgusted when I saw this. Any claim that what she was doing was a simple mistake has been made null and void due to this quote. She is dismissing the backlash, better yet, the rightful criticism that the minorities her actions directly affected as being hate. This is something that celebrities, especially her ex-girlfriend Tanner Mojo, does a lot. They take constructive criticism and claim it was all hate or unwarranted bullying. They turn accountability into an attack, which makes them the victim. It's just blatant gaslighting and I am sick of it. When I first posted about the Bella Thorne situation back in August, I received messages from people claiming that I was a bad feminist or jealous of Bella's success. This just shows the level of manipulation that celebrities have over their fans. They see humans offering constructive criticism and attack said people offering the help instead of the perpetrators of the wrongdoing. I'm not here for this white feminist, women are incapable of doing harm bullshit. Bella Thorne's tone-deaf and selfish actions have had a direct impact on a group of an already marginalized group of people who are already suffering during a pandemic. And just to add insult to injury, she claims she did it as an attempt to help us. See, I would rather she had just said, "I wanted to make money on OnlyFans." It would still be shitty, but at least take ownership over your shitty actions and not patronize us by claiming it was your way of helping us. I remember seeing an interview with Bella Thorne where she stated, quote, "OnlyFans is the first platform where I can fully control my image without censorship, without judgment, and without being bullied online for being me," end quote. Okay, that's fine, Bella. You know what? That's actually very valid, because actually I mentioned at the start of this episode, I can't imagine what it must be like to be a child, female, Disney star and trying to come into yourself as a sexually autonomous woman in a world where they want you to be this amazing role model. I can sympathize with that. I can't empathize, but I can sympathize. So if Bella had just been honest from the start and said, "I wanted to be sexy without judgment and OnlyFans seemed like the place to do that," it's still shitty what she's doing, taking away clientele from people that need the money more. But we would have accepted that. Or I would have, at least. I don't want to speak on behalf of the sex work community. I'm just so sick of celebrities treating us like we're idiots and trying to always claim that they're doing us a favor when we can really see right through that. Just be honest with us. That's all we really want. Don't patronize us. Don't make it out like you're doing us a favor. We don't need your favors. What we do need is for you to elevate our voices and not do things for your own ego, but then claim it was to help us. Please, celebrities, Stop the patronising. I posted to my Instagram asking sex workers for their thoughts on the situation, and so I'm going to read out a few comments and responses I got. I'll read them anonymously, so I won't be stating anyone's usernames, but this thread is available on my Instagram at Vixen Temple Blog. Quote, I had videos I sold for $200 that I now have to sell for $100 or sell as two videos. Fans don't want to break up payments or do any extra work. I missed out on a $200 sale the day they changed it because a fan didn't want to make two $100 payments. Plus, you know it would get flagged as a double payment and I'd get deleted. End quote. Quote, even if you feel like you weren't directly affected, the whole fiasco caused a lot of people who probably would have been long-term customers on OnlyFans to not want to be on OnlyFans. There's this air of distrust between customers and content creators. Content creators are having to undersell their material. The entire concept got fucked up and put a bad taste in a lot of current and potential clients' mouths about OnlyFans. Overall, it just feels like she built a hurdle the rest of us have to try and climb over, and some can't or won't be able to get over this hurdle. End quote. Now, I understand that despite her status as a celebrity, Bella Thorne is still a human being, and human beings are capable of making mistakes. In fact, messing up is a part of being human. We all fuck up at many points in our lives. Nobody's perfect. And having spoken to FKA Twigs on the phone after I called her out online, I was reminded that celebrities are human beings too, which I know sounds foolish, but I think it's easy for us to forget that, especially with social media. We often forget that there's a person at the other end of the screen reading our comments and messages. In the context of Bella Thorne, I can't help but look at her and see a Disney child star who rose to fame so quickly, and as a result, just has become so detached from the world around her. This is an experience I can't relate to, so I can only imagine how stressful it must have been growing up in the public light. If I could sit down with Bella Thorne, I would try my best to calmly and eloquently explain to her the negative impacts her actions have had. I don't want to cancel Bella, I just want her to understand how her horrible actions have impacted a marginalized group. I don't hate her for what she did, because hate is a strong word, I hate what she did, but I would be prepared to forgive her if she would just own up to her mistakes and try to do the right thing by it. Right her wrongs for us, redistribute that money back to us, pass the mic to us so that they will listen to us instead of the celebrities cosplaying us. We really aren't asking much from these celebrities who claim that they want to help us sex workers but end up doing the exact opposite and just making things so much worse for us. We just want them to listen to us. Listen. Please. Because we're so sick of being silenced. We are sick of having our online platforms shut down. Trans and POC sex workers face extreme police brutalities in countries such as America. Sex workers are in grave danger. COVID-19 has screwed us over so much, and we need the celebrities who claim to care about us to talk about these issues instead of coming to our platforms that we rely on for income and stealing our clientele. Bella Thorne, please, as a human being, as a fellow woman, and as a sex worker, I am begging you, do better. I don't want to feel this much anger and frustration towards a stranger, but I do, and that's a real shame. Once again, we really aren't asking for much. Elevate sex workers' voices. Hand the mic to us. Let us represent and speak for ourselves. Celebrities, please stop using us sex workers to try and further your own narrative and increase your own income. Don't you have enough already? This is what we mean when we say eat the rich. They are just so greedy, so selfish, and so caught up in their own world that they can never see how their actions impact the world as a collective. And of course, they always play the victim card. Oh, boo-hoo, poor me, the whole world's attacking me for something that I did wrong. This is so unfair. No, what's unfair is that you are putting a marginalized community at risk. That's unfair. That's selfish, and we are so sick of it. In fact, I could dedicate a whole podcast to celebrities who put sex workers at risk when trying to claim to help us. So let me know if that's something you'd like me to talk about in the future, because there's so much I could unpack here. Bella Thorne is just one example of a massive overarching issue of celebrities cosplaying as sex workers, silencing our voices. We really need them to do better, because this is putting us in danger. And we're scared. And it feels like no one's listening. And that's why I want to make this podcast and to speak about these issues more. Because I think it's so easy for people to overlook sex work issues because they don't see us as humans. But we are humans. We have pets to feed. We have kids to feed. We have plants to water. We have bills to pay. We're human beings. And we're struggling. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed me unpacking the Bella Thorne situation for those of you who weren't aware what was going on. And for those of you who this did impact, I'm so sorry. I'm sending you all my love and strength, and let's just try to get through this together. Because honestly, I'm so sick of celebrities treating us like this, and we need to speak up about it. We need to call them out. And when their fans attack us for being jealous or being bad feminists or petty or whatever they want to throw at us, just remember, these are our livelihoods that they are impacting. So we have every right to be angry. Your anger, your frustration is so valid. And don't let anyone try to silence you. Use your voice. And if you can't, I will try to use my platform and my voice to elevate yours. So feel free to send me an email or a tweet or an Instagram sharing your thoughts on this episode and perhaps how Bella Thorne's scam impacted you. Once again, thank you so much for listening. The transcript of this podcast, as well as all of the articles I referenced, will be posted in the description. I hope that you're all having a wonderful week. Drink lots of water, give yourself a hug, and I'll see you in the next episode. Stuck inside for lockdown? Why not use this time to get to know yourself a little more? You can use my code VIXENTEMPLE10 to receive 10% off your Adult Toy Megastore purchase. Adult Toy Megastore offers fast and discreet shipping and offers a variety of items, lube, dildos, vibrators, lingerie, and so much more. And you can use my code VIXENTEMPLE10, that's VIXENTEMPLE10, to receive 10% off your purchase. This includes sale items, so be sure to catch the link in my episode description to check out Adult Toy Megastore. Thanks, Coven.